Good morning, church family.
Good morning, Pastor.
We are a very special group of people. We could have been any other place, but by God's grace, He has allowed us to be here in His house.
Amen.
I used to tell people, it says, when the people look about numbers, I said, you know, there were a lot of thousands and millions of people on earth. And there was this crazy man talking about water coming down from heaven. And everybody said he is just beyond his ears. You know, he is cuckoo. But people don't realize that as long as he was paying the wages, people are still working for him. And they put this very awkward building together that was a church in a very strange shape, but it was a church. That father, he spoke to his children, and when nobody else listened to him, at least his children listened to him, and they got on board. So it's very important for us to understand that it's vital for you men, a man of God, to speak to your children so they stay on board.
Amen.
No matter how awkward, no matter how difficult the situations are, you speak to your children and make sure they do not leave this strange-shaped building that it was at that time the only means of salvation out of total destruction. I have no doubt, because the Bible says everything, there's nothing new under the sun, everything will repeat itself. You think that 30 people being in a location like this, singing without a pianist, is such a difficult task to deal with? If you look back, there were people in caves. They didn't even have the Holy Scripture with them. Many of them have pieces written by hand tied inside of their clothing. And that's how they survived. That's how the church prospered.
Amen.
So I would like to say to you today, we are 1 week delayed celebration Father's Day. So some of the talk will be about fathers, but ladies, a few weeks ago we talked about the ladies. So today, let the boys have a little time. So today we'll be talking a little bit about the fathers. And of course, there's no way we can talk about the Father. We talk about our Heavenly Father and also other aspects that I would like for you to pay attention to. There are two or three slides here that I repeated from previous years. So one of them, I just made some changes, but you'll be able to enjoy still. I like this verse very much because it says, I could have no greater joy. The emphasis, no greater joy than what? Than to have your children in church. Isn't that basically what he's saying? There is no greater joy. Why? Why so vital to have our children in our church? It's because we know that we love our children and we want to make sure that they will go to the next step, which is the kingdom. We don't want to leave our children behind. Some of you here may have experienced a struggle to keep your children in church and to keep your children connected. But you did your part. You planted the seed, and the Holy Spirit has to work. And believe me, there will be a lot of surprises in the kingdom. There are a lot of us that we prayed for ages, we prayed for someone. And then when we are there looking for the Lord to come, and somebody will pat on your shoulder, "Hi, Mom, I'm here." So that's my prayer for you, ladies, that are also, and men that are, may have the struggle that your children are not with you here in church today. The message title that we chose, we didn't want to be negative. So I thought about many different titles, so we decided I better use this one, In His Footsteps. I know that when Brother James will see this picture, I don't know if he remembers, we used this picture and there was a little boy walking right behind Jesus. We put the picture, that's the same picture, In His Footsteps. That's the title for the message today. How many of you here have an ID? Basically, everybody except the young ones, but they do have ID too. They have a different IT type of ID. We all need IDs. Why?
Identify.
We know who we are. Why don't need it to have a little document to? It's not because what we know about ourselves, it's because others need to know about us. And when we claim to be somebody, this day and age, there are so much deception and dishonesty that we must prove who we are at every circumstance. I have never seen a police officer, we stop somebody and the person says, oh, I am Jensen. Oh, I believe you. No, where are the documents? Show me the documents. There are even cases, because by law they have to do this, even the police officer was a neighbor, and he stopped the person. Oh, it's you again, huh? Paper. You know who I am. Papers. It is the way it is. ID. ID is short for identification. But I decided to do something a little different. ID as initials. So for me, an ID as initials is individual description. It is each individual how they are described. That is what identification is, okay? So if you know if a person has a fake ID, you take the person, the document, you look the picture, it looks like you, but does not look like you. Some people, sometimes they change after the years, but sometimes people can tell. Because some criminals, they are very smart and very dedicated. But there are some criminals, they are very lazy. And sometimes they are sloppy. And they don't take the time to do it good. And so that's how they catch them. Sometimes it's very important for us to understand that fake IDs exist all around. People are using fake identities. Sometimes people claim to be fathers, but they are just fake. Sometimes people claim to be Christians, but they are just fake. They are pretending to be something that they are not. And you see where we learn this evil skill, how to pretend something. Fake IDs are a very popular method that has been used in order to for kids, because they want to buy drinks or they want to go to a place where they don't belong to. And so what they do, they go and borrow the IDs from their older siblings or somebody else. They try to find somebody that almost looks like them. And sadly, some people in the bars, they don't care that much. Some do. As long as you show an ID, they don't take the time to say, is this really you? They just want to sell. And those kids sometimes, they, in order to make sure that the person does not bother too much about checking the IDs, they give a good tip. So the bartender just grab and move on. And this has happened. But now in our society, it's not only about people trying to get some alcohol. We have a case now that people are using fake ID to buy weapons and to buy drugs, to buy other things that are not only is going to harm themselves, but will hurt other people. And this is very much common in our society now. Identity theft. Why would people go through the trouble to buy somebody else's name? Because they want to commit a crime and not pay the consequences. And this is happening so much in our country right now, all around the world. There are people that are making millions every day by using somebody else's name, reputation, and especially if you're a senior, be careful, because there are people that are trained especially to target seniors. And they use all the kind of schemes in order to steal your identity. By the way, you notice that over here, just a second. Okay, let's continue. This is Bill Foster. He's a Democrat House Representative from Illinois. He chairs the House Financial Service Committee, a task force about artificial intelligence. He said this, "I believe a wave of high-profile data breaches over the years," he kept saying. He says, "combined with the epidemic of identity-based fraud, has provided an opening to revisit the idea." What do you think idea he's talking about? He's working, and there are some people at this moment, Republicans and Democrats, Democrats and Republicans, are working together to try to establish an ID, a national ID, which is a recipe for disaster. If you have not, and it is not my responsibility, not my intent to use the pulpit to be political. So please don't take my statement out of context, because I have no intention to endorse one side or the other. I just want to talk about the fact. How much abuse in every level in this country people use because of the COVID-19. You notice how government was so thirsty for power. And they use this for, and some cases, even from California, our governor here, trying to grab so much power that it was taken all the way to the Supreme Court. When the Supreme Court, a bunch of liberals even told him, back off, because he wants to get into the churches as well. And by the way, this is not new, please, folks. It's not new. And as a believer, you have to understand that you are a potential target as well. And I say this not to scare anybody, because that's also not the purpose of come to church and be scared. We come to church to be uplift, not to be scared. So my job is not to scare you, but reality is reality. Please take this time of opportunity. Become solid. Learn who you are. Don't be fake. Be a real Christian, as the title of our message today implies, in his steps. You have to be a real Christian, follow in Christ's steps, because a lot of people call themselves Christians, but it's all fake. A national ID card or number will continue to face opposition from a number of civil liberties and limited government groups. Why? Who are viewed it as a stalking horse for greater abuses by the government. You know, human beings, when they have power, power corrupts. Now, power do much more than corrupts. Power kills when it is in the hands of somebody who has not governed by the supreme being. A corrupt human being can be as dangerous as anything else. Honesty, sincerity, truthfulness, faithfulness, goodness, integrity, and godliness. This is what we should be all about. Look at the words. I just chose 7 of them just because I'm Seventh-day Adventist. I like the 7. Okay? But imagine your life with all those qualities is stamped on your ID. When you stand up before somebody, when you show your ID, imagine if they could see all those qualities in a person that they are being talking to. Then truly you say, yes, I am following his steps. Now, here's the other side. What is the word?
Deception.
Yeah, so that we don't fall asleep. Let's read together. Deception. Defamation. What is defamation? The word fame is right there. Fame. So D means negative. Grab somebody else's name and destroy. That's literally what it means. Whatever this person is, you grab that and throw to the ground and destroy. That's defamation. Okay? And by the way, it is very common now. Disinformation. The D-I-S is also negative. Means you take information, you give the opposite. Instead of saying, that is not true, you put another poison on the table so people get confused. And by the way, this is so common. It's not, it was not brought out 4 years ago, 6 years ago, because of election. Now, this has been going on for ages. As an art of a war, every time a country is going to go to attack another country, there is a disinformation. I don't know how many of you remember when the United States tried to invade, attack Iraq. And here are the troops, just like a mile from Baghdad. And there was the Minister of Defense of Iraq saying, and we are about to defeat the big devil. We are pushing them out of our country. And he didn't even finish to talk. Here comes the Americans. It has Hitler, Adolf Hitler did this. Putin is doing this right now. Everyone does this. It is a weapon. A weapon used to kill people in a battlefield, but also sometimes used inside of churches. Sometimes used inside of families. When people intentionally feed other people false information. That is satanic, that is evil. What about dishonesty? What is dishonesty? Dishonesty is a time, is a process for you to rob somebody of something that belongs to them. Can be a good name, could be money, can be many other things. Deluding, you know, make things difficult to see. Duplicity. The Bible talks about double-minded people, double-faced. You know, in the north of us here, there's a place they call Follywood. You know, where people, did I got anything wrong? Yeah, that's what it is, Follywood. No, there's nothing holy there. So there's a Follywood there, and that's where the place, the people earn money, fortune, to pretend. The better liars they become, the better, the more money they make. They have to convince people they are somebody else, at least for a period of time, and they get paid. There are people who do not understand the double face is where the word hypocrite comes from. Do you know what the word hypocrite means? A person who has many faces. And by the way, if you go to Greece, that's how they call the actor, hypocrite. And they don't get offended because over there means a person who pretends. Over here, you call a person a hypocrite, the person becomes offended, especially if they are hypocrites. Devious. Do you see something in the word devious? Most of the word devil is right there in devious. a big portion of the word devious is the devil is right there. Do you see it? Devi. Yes. Now, what do you see? The shadow. You see two men talking. And the one, I mean, one listening, one talking. And the nose is this big. You know the Pinocchio thing? Yeah, that's what it's all about. More than 30 years ago, a U.S. poll found that, and this was shocking to me. Shocking, but I know that this is a reality. Only 56% of Americans taught honesty to their children. Ouch. If you see a nation being destroyed from inside out, that it is. Sometimes you wonder, why these kids go to the streets and break stores and do all those things and vandalize cars and just for the sake of having fun? Because they are not being taught values anymore. There are no father present in the picture. How many children right now haven't seen their father for a few years? Where is your father? I don't know. Maybe he's in jail. Maybe he took off. I have no idea. Absent fathers. Fathers decided to be somebody else instead of being fathers. Homes that do not teach their children the values will have no value. Do you know what this is? The first time Satan decided to have a fake ID. That's the first mention in the Bible when Satan decided to use a fake ID. He came, talked to Eve, and he says, I'm going to present myself as this gorgeous animal that talks. Fake ID. He pretended to be something that he was not. And it worked. Do you know how much? This was the first financial scam ever. One of the greatest. Oh, Pastor, what are you talking about? Financial scam. Yes. Satan, with one little talk, one fake ID, he became owner of this whole world. He got the keys from Adam and Eve, right there, got the keys, everything else. He moved in just because he presented a fake ID. You will not die. He started a lie. He said, by the way, if you do play this game with me, you're going to be just like God, knowing good and evil. Fake, because that's not true either. So, be careful with deception. It's all over the place, and they are multiplying fast. There are sometimes, I'm sadly to say this, that even from pulpits in the church that you call Seventh-day Adventist churches, you still can be used for deception. Please be very careful. Have the Word of God always close to you. But I am afraid that your minds will be led away from your true and pure falling of Christ. Just as Eve was tricked by the snake with his evil ways. Brothers and sisters, this is a prophetic text for the last days. Listen to what I say. But I am afraid, and I make this my own words. I know Paul wrote this to the Corinthians, but I will make this my own words to you today. But I am afraid that your minds will be led away. Remember the Bible says, if it's possible, even the elect will be deceived. So please be aware. Jesus Christ talking to his disciples and says, and don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. When they ask him to tell them how to pray, this is something that he included in the prayer. He says, and don't let us fall into temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. By the way, it would be very difficult to convince anybody. If God is the one who tempts us, how can he deliver us from the temptation if he's the one? Of course, he's not the one who tempts us. We know that. So that's why deliver us from the evil one. Matthew 6, verse 13, New Living Translation. Honor your father. If your father doesn't behave very good, your father is a very mean-tempered individual that does not represent God very well. Does he deserve honor?
Yes.
Why a person who does not actually honorably deserves honor? Let me tell you something. Honor is not something that you give if you don't have. Honor is something that you have. That's why you give. It's not possible for you to honor anything until you have integrity, you have honor yourself. Honor is something that we give because we have, not because we must. No one can force other people to honor them. Honor is a gift. Just like a wife is asked to be submissive to a husband as a gift, not as an obligation. When children are asked to honor their parents, especially when they are at the age of maturity, it is a gift. Because if you are gracious to yourself, then you have something to give. And so the Bible tells us, honor your father. I went to see my father. And when I went to him, he asked me, why? I have never given you anything. You know, I haven't been part of your life. Why did you come? And I told him, I came to show my children what honor is. I spend money that I barely have. I was going to school still, but I spend money to go and see him, to honor him and to show my children what is honor all about. Because whatever I give, it will come back to me. So fathers, honor your children will honor you. The society will honor you if you honor them. So honor your fathers. Jesus Christ says in Matthew also 6, he says, in this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. What that means? I want to honor your name. I want to honor who you are. I want to praise you. I want to respect you. I want to give praise to all the mercies that you have given to me. So I recognize you as my Father. And then it says, honor, hallowed means to make it holy, sacred, sanctified. You cannot sanctify a Sabbath if you do not honor the Sabbath. You cannot sanctify Abba if you do not remember Abba's day. He is a father and he asks you to honor him. A person who honors God every week would not have a problem being honored by their own children. Because whatever you give will come back to you, as you must know. Now, here's a bunch of fellows. I pick up a few just to represent the whole group. The Greek Orthodox, there are two types of them over there. There is one in the middle of there. And there is this guy dressed in white. This Argentinian guy. You know who he is, right? This is what Jesus Christ talked to us about, this bunch. And don't address anyone on earth as Father. For only God in heaven is your spiritual Father. Remember what it says, our Father which are in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. That is a kind of glory, honor that you give only to the Heavenly Father. But why do you think that this bunch like to be called Holy Father? Why do you think this guy, the one in white here, he is called, and by the way, do you know who called him Father? You may say, oh, the Roman Catholics, right? Who else called him a father? Everybody, the whole world, even Seventh-day Adventists. No, Seventh-day Adventists, we don't call him father. Oh, yes, that's what the word Pope means. Kind of delicate to be talking about this right now, is it? When the Bible says the whole world will marvel after him, even Seventh-day Adventists, why do we call somebody what Jesus, Matthew 23, verse 9, command us not to do? Why do we choose to ignore Jesus' commandment for the sake of accommodating with the world? Somebody says, Pastor, it's not a big deal. Okay. It's like saying a little deception is not a big deal. A little lie doesn't hurt. How little a lie has to be in order to be a sin? Or should I say, how big a lie must be in order to be a sin? If I say something that is not true, is that a lie? If I say something that I intend to hide the truth, is that a lie?
Yes.
If somebody pretend to be something and I'm forced to agree with that person because I want to be socially accepted, therefore I say what I shouldn't say. Seventh-day Adventists, true Christians, true children of God, will be persecuted for many, many things.
Amen.
But one thing that will open the door, it could be social issues. When society tells us to say things that we know that's not true. And in order to be accommodating, we open our mouth and we speak like the dragon. So the dragon give us a break. Oh, let me continue. Jesus said this in John chapter 8, verse 42 to 44. You can following the screen, it says, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of myself, but he is the one who sent me. God and I were just the same. John chapter 8. Now continue verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. How come? I tell you why. For you are the children of your father, the devil. Some people, if we speak like this to anyone today, they will be very offended. But I want you to realize one thing that maybe nobody ever shared this with you. In the Jesus time, there was already a group of leaders that asked the people to call them fathers. That's why Jesus Christ in Matthew 23 that I mentioned before said, do not call anyone father. At that time, there were already people asking the people to call them fathers, spiritual fathers. And Jesus says, don't do it. And the Roman church and other denominations has grasped this title that belongs to God only. And has asked the world to continue to address them. He says, you are of the father, the devil. The devil is your father. And you love to do the evil things he does. You know, children, especially the boys, like to be like daddy. I was watching with my wife a show filming in Alaska. It's a kind of survival thing. And there was this father training his kids how to hunt, how to survive, how to make fire, how to make sure that they can go into that very difficult environment and survive. And he says, you know what? The father said to the kids, I want you to learn well. I want you to learn to hunt because you are my retirement. I want to, when it's time for me that I can no longer shoot anything, I cannot hunt anything, that I won't starve because you will be there to provide for me. And this is what is beautiful, what the boy said. Not close to the father. He was in the camera at the moment. The camera caught him, and he decided to speak this. He says, you know, I like to be like my father. I'm so grateful that he's teaching me all the things that I need to know. And this is what amazing he said. He's only 12 years old, but he said this. He didn't say, I just want to be like my father. He says, I want to become him. Brothers and sisters, fathers, when you raise a man, a young girl, a child, I hope that you inspire them so deeply that they wish to be you. Not like you, but to be you. This is how we should look to our Heavenly Father. This is how, as God's children, we should say, I want to be you. Because Jesus did say, pray. He says, Father, I pray that they become one with me as I am one with you. We do need to follow his footsteps. We need to be like him. Look what these people are. They were said, Jesus said to them, you are the devil, because Jesus knew that they were planning to kill him. Here with all these religious fancy things, that they were planning to kill him. He says, he was a murderer. Talk about the devil. From the beginning, he has always hated the truth. Do you know why I capitalized the word truth there? Anybody has any hint? Why is the truth capitalized? Because, thank you, brother. Because Jesus is here for, talking about himself. He says, he hated the truth because, remember, from the beginning, he's tried to kill the seed. He's tried to do everything in Egypt, everywhere. He's tried to, desperate, try to kill. And he, with these individuals here, planning, Satan was planning with them how to take Jesus to the cross, how to kill Jesus. So he says, he was a murderer, and you are just like him because you are working with him to get me killed. You are rejecting the truth. He says, because there is no truth in him, when he lies, what he is doing? He doing something that is consistent with his character. Have you heard this saying before, like father, like son? You heard that, right? It says here that Satan is part of his nature to be a liar. That is his nature. For he is a liar and he is the father of them. Jesus said to them, most assuredly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am. What is Jesus saying here? When Moses talked to God and said, I need to go back to Egypt, really? Yep. You know, there is a death warranty for me there. I kill a guy and escape. Do you want me to go back? Yep. But I cannot even speak the language that well anymore. Yep. You gotta go. And he was asking him to go back. And he says, and who of all this bunch of gods that we hear about, all gods everywhere, everyone has a different god. Just like now, there's no difference. You go to one church, Jesus looks one way. You go to another church, Jesus is everywhere. There's God all over the place, even though we call ourselves Christians. But depending on what church you go, they have their own gods. And sometimes we do have here too. And so he says, which one? He says, the only one who is. That's the way God answers. Oh, wow, beautiful. Wisdom is a beautiful thing. God says, the only one who is. He didn't say, oh, the bug, oh, no, that's not a God. Or the cow, oh, no, that's not a God. God did not go to argue. And by the way, here's a lesson for us. Don't argue your faith. If you're already arguing your faith, something is already wrong. Live your faith and you won't have to argue one single day about anything. Because there's nothing more powerful than a good example. More powerful than any words. If you sometimes you zip it up and look up and everything will be right. Sometimes we talk too much and we don't act as much. And words can deceive, but words do not have the power to keep you as an authentic individual forever. I am. He did say here, basically, by the way, for our Jehovah's Witness, they don't realize Jesus was saying, I am Yahweh. That's a declaration. Clearly, he says, I am Jehovah. I am Yahweh. And by the way, I have not on the screen because of the time, but you look Isaiah 9, verse 6. A Jehovah's Witness came to my home and was talking. Then I said, well, would you open your Bible, your New World Version, in Isaiah and read for us, please? And they opened. We got to go. And they took off. And they never came back to my door. In their own Bible, it says Jesus is the Father, is Yahweh. In their own Bible. Anyway, so let's continue because we need to finish. Okay? Galatians 3, verse 29. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. Yes, we are Abraham's kids. By faith, it was Abraham is our father. The Muslim says that he is their father too. The Roman Catholics says that they are his father too. So he had many kids. But the question is, who are really the true seed of Abraham? Those that follow the footsteps of Jesus Christ are the only seed of Abraham. The other ones are all fake. Revelation 9, verse 11, it says, and they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit. Do you know what the bottomless pit is? When there was war in heaven, Satan was cast out to the abyss where there's no life, there's nothing, like a prison. And in order to get out of their prison, they needed to use a fake ID. And he came to earth. And Satan came and presented a fake ID. And Adam and Eve, here are the keys. And they have been here since. This has been his home. Whose name is in Hebrew is Abaddon. Do you know what Abaddon means? Here it is. Proverbs 27 verse 20. Death and destruction. Destruction is the word Abaddon. Means father of destruction. So there's two pictures. Are never satisfied, just like death, and neither are human eyes. Okay, here's the slide that I told you that I was going to repeat. So Aleph stands for Elohim. It starts with A, even though we say E Elohim, it's Aleph in the original, or El for God. So Aleph is a symbol of God. And then we have B, which is Beth. It's also where the Beelzebub, Baal, is used for Satan. Okay? So on one side, we have the Creator. Of course, our Father, Heavenly Father. He is love. The Bible says He is love. That's why I never say I love food, because you cannot love food. It's not possible. You cannot love your chair. Oh, I love this place. We use this expression. Now, we do not enjoy this place. We enjoy food, but we only love what can love us back. Love is a relationship. Okay? So it says love, the opposite. Yeah, inside of their error, there's a word opposite. Is hate. Life, what is the opposite of life? The absence of life is death, of course. What about, what is the absence of light, the opposite of light?
Darkness,
of course. What is the opposite of good?
Evil.
Evil. And what is the opposite of creator? Of course, the destroyer. So what is the opposite of truth?
Lie.
Deception. Lies. Now remember, those two are called fathers. There is the father of destruction, and there is the father of creation. The big lie is that Satan has convinced a great portion of the world that he is not on the red column, he is on the other one. He goes, he punches, and presents a false ID. And everybody believed there was God who did it. In the South, somebody went to, because there was a hurricane and a lot of destruction, so somebody went to the insurance companies to try to recover, try to file, and all insurance companies turned them down. And all of them, the insurance company, used the same statement. It was an act of God. So because of that statement, none of them, not a single insurance claim was honored, because that was an act of God. So one person decided, got so mad, decided, by the way, this is a true story, decided to take God to court. And first there was a file a lawsuit, and then went from that point to escalate to a different level, and went all the way to the Supreme Court of the state, the High Court of the state. And there was dismissed. Finally was dismissed. And the judge decided the reason why he dismissed is because the, how do you call it, the plaintiff? Yes. Plaintiff could not be found. No address. And so that was their rationale. It says, because they cannot be reached, this guy, we have to dismiss the case because we cannot serve subpoena for this individual to appear in court. It sounds like a joke, doesn't it? That somebody goes that far. But it has happened. It's, yeah, you know, if you see here, who is the really did the destruction? It is very clear who does destruction, but we keep blaming God, and sometimes we do. This is a text that I love very much because it's a very revealing. It says, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. I'm going to say something here that's going to be hurtful. But because you are in a forgiving business, I hope that I can cash on that. Okay? A person who comes to church and does not know what love is just a fake. It's not possible for you to call yourself a real person, a real follower of Christ, if you do not know what love is. I know that sometimes people can get on our nerves. I know there are people that are difficult. And by the way, they make a job about being miserable and want everybody around them to be miserable. But none of those things are excuses for us to have a fake ID. Have one ID when we come to church and have a different ID when we are there doing other business. Brothers and sisters, you have to be exactly the same here, there, everywhere. Because if you're not the same here, there, everywhere, you are nobody. You have a fake ID. Here for the fathers. Pray. Pray. And when you are tired, pray a little bit more. Pray. A man is the strongest that he can be when he is on his knees. Play. Sometimes we are so occupied, preoccupied, and providing that we don't provide the joy that our children need. They need to relate to us. They need to have fun with us. We need to play with our children. Pray with them. Play with them. Prepare them. Protect them. Project. Don't bring glory to you, but bring glory to the one who you serve. If your children see that you serve your Heavenly Father, they will have no trouble honoring you and looking at you. Remember, the boy says, I want to be just like him, because the father was projecting a perfect image. Provide. And finally, profess. Speak. The word profess is the same word that comes from professor. Stand up and teach. Your kids, I'm going to pick on Brother Noah here now because he has two of his kids here. Oh, you have one too. Okay, in there. So I'll pick on Brother Noah now just for the fun of it. Brother Noah. It is very important for you to stand up for your children and be their father. Amen. Yes, sometimes we are so desperate to be a body. Be careful not to become nobody. Because people there are so preoccupied to be their bodies of their kids, and there'll be nobody for their kids. So your children need a father. A man of faith, a man of honor. A man that they will learn to respect, because you are following Jesus' footsteps. Now, I took a little, I was very fortunate to make this. I see the father touching the child and the Heavenly Father's light on his head, providing. I hope that all of you who have delayed a happy Father's Day, we have a little gift for the fathers. So my wife will handle to you now. Sister Cheryl reminded us here today when she came that we just celebrated 38 years of our marriage. And this lady still stuck with me. And so she's going to help us pass on the yes, pray, play. You know, this, all those things here are important. Yeah. By the way, all those, I put seven there too. All those are important for our marriage too. Amen. You know, pray, play, prepare, project, protect, project, provide, and profess. So you can apply that also in a marriage. It's very important. Yes? Brother Jed, stand up, please. Okay. It says there, what is, read for us, what it says there.
Strong faith lights the way.
Strong faith lights the way. Okay. By the way, the batteries are included.
Oh, thank you so much.
So we provide the light, but we provide the power too.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
God's blessings. Yes, brother. Stepfather counts too. If you're a stepfather, you count that too. Yes, we took a little longer, but remember, you're in Abba's house.
Amen.
Okay, so please forgive us to take so much.
Sir, I want to share the text that we can have for everybody.
Okay, all right. Oh, I thought you were going to forget. All right. Let me repeat this text again so that we can go home, we go in this in our mind. I could have no greater joy than to hear that my children are following the truth. Imagine Jesus Christ looking at you now and say those words to you. It caused me no greater joy than this, to know that you follow me, because he is the truth. He says that you and your children are following my footsteps. May God bless you. And when Jesus Christ comes, let us all together be thankful for the process, for the fact that he chose us to be his beloved children. Okay? Now, the song is He Leadeth Me. I have an iPad here. I don't know if it will be able to play the music. Let's see.